Alrighty, welcome to the very first episode of Versatility.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, thank you. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel.
I'm the other host, Dante.
I guess we can start off by introducing ourselves.
Yes, so I'm 21 years old and single. Shut up. But I'm a senior at Cal Poly and majoring in construction management. I'm giving my elevator pitch right now. I love it.
Give us your little resume.
Oh, I'll drop the link for my resume if you're that interested. Right. But we just started this podcast. We wanted to get our creative juices flowing.
Right, of course. And, you know, like there's a lot of things that we want to cover in this podcast, but we can get into that a little bit later. But I guess my name is Daniel. I'm also 21 years old. I also go to Cal Poly. We're both seniors. We're about to graduate in a few weeks, actually. It's okay. a few weeks for myself, but a few months for you, I guess.
Yes. Still coming up quick, though. Victory lap.
Right. And I'll also be dropping down the link for my LinkedIn if you guys want to hit me up.
Yeah. Any potential employers out there?
Oh, gee. But I guess we can just kind of run through why we became friends, and then, you know, just go from there.
Break it down a little bit.
Right.
We met in college at the very beginning of freshman year because we were both on the swim team here. D1, don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't ever.
Right.
And so we had there was some drama freshman year, but we were friends, but you know, like there's always, okay, anyways.
Okay, maybe we can get into that a little later.
Yeah, that'd be fun to talk about later, yeah.
Why we beefed, for sure. But yeah, we both have been swimming for our whole lives. You know, we both got recruited to come to swim at Cal Poly, and that's kind of where our friendship started and kind of like went from there, you know?
Yeah, then I quit. I said it.
Yeah.
But no, and we're still friends. Like, I think our friendship has changed, as all friendships do, but it's evolved a lot.
Oh, big time. And I mean, we have a lot in common, especially like we both happen to be gay.
Yes.
Which is...
Also, I was literally just thinking, it's like, I don't know exactly what day, but it's literally like the 1 year anniversary of us coming out to each other.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of surreal. We both kind of came out this past year. I mean, you've been kind of out here and there, like telling people like throughout the past few years, but I just recently had this whole coming out journey, and not that it has to be a journey, but you know, I experienced
But it
that.
Is a journey.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I guess we might probably talk about why we even called it versatility. Being verse is a term in the gay community, being both what, top and bottom, but fuck labels, you know?
Literally.
Rock. Yeah. But
I mean, there's also on camera. I was like, do I do it? Okay.
There's also like a kind of deeper meaning for both of us. Mm-hmm. Like the definition of versatility is the ability to adapt to many different functions or activities.
Mm-hmm. Being versatile, you're not that you're just like flip or flop, but it's like you're able to adapt and you're kind of down for anything.
Right.
Whether it be, you know, like it is a term we kind of both identify with within like being gay and whatnot.
Right.
It's also fun talking to our friends about it because a lot of our straight friends don't know what it means.
Yeah.
So they'll either like not understand, we get to tell them, or like if they ask, right, if there's a deeper meaning, then we get to have that conversation. But yeah, it's happened a few times. It's fun.
Also, we made mimosas right before this.
Yes.
We kind of want to talk about what we have on the table.
Let's do it. The mimosas are really good. Let's they start really there. Good. Like,
but yeah, we
ASMR.
Also oh no! All right, cut it.
Cut the cameras.
But we also have. I have a banana, just in case we get hungry.
I might start snacking. I have a cutie.
No.
And we have, if we need refills, don't worry.
We have a good amount of champagne left. You gotta get a little loosey.
Okay, why do I have so many props?
Yeah, there's a lot of props.
It's like a play out here.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess we kind of started this podcast. Well, I had the whole great idea.
Your awakening moment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was at 11 o'clock. I remember number 11 is like my ride or die type of number. But I had this vision, not really. It was just like laying in bed and I was kind of wanting to like find a podcast where I can relate to more. And like, not that I have to listen to a gay podcast, but I kind of wanted someone where I could kind of like associate myself with. Mm-hmm. And I was laying in bed and I literally could not find anything. You know, like there's always these podcasts that are out there that are just like straight people talking. And I was just like, I want to hear someone that I could relate to. So I kind of shot you that text message that night and I was like, Dante, like we have to start a podcast.
Yeah.
Like I think that'd be the most epic thing. And
I loved it immediately.
Yeah,
like as soon as you sent me the text, I was like telling everyone.
Right. I remember like
bragging about it like it was already a thing.
Yeah,
I was like, we're gonna make this a thing.
No,
so
but
here
I'm,
we are.
I'm really glad that we are at this point where we can kind of do it. Cause I mean, it's like not that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but like I'm really excited to like do this with you and
yeah.
So especially since we're like best friends, you know? It's gonna be a good time.
Yes. Don't don't procrastinate, like, whatever.
No, of course.
This is me, like, talking to myself. Don't procrastinate, 2021. Right.
But we also, like, thought that, like, it would be a great therapy session, you know?
Literally.
We kind of want to just be able to talk about a whole ton of topics. Like, we're not just going to limit ourselves to just us being gay and, like, that's all our whole lives. Like, we have personalities.
Boring.
Right. Yeah. We have personalities and we have different things that we, like, both are interested in. And we're, as much as we are similar, we have different opinions about different things.
Mm-hmm. And just our personalities in general. Like, we are similar, but we're both so complex individuals. Yeah. Right. And like you said about having things to relate to, like, same, because, I don't know, like, listening to music, you can kind of identify with whatever, but 99.9% of the time, it's, like, straight relationships. Like, driver's license is amazing. It's literally so amazing.
Of course, it's trending all over TikTok, but...
But even, like, in most movies, too, it's, like, it's a straight person's perspective, and we watch... I mean, I watch him, but I'm kind of talking for us both. We watch him. We kind of have to, like, warp it a little bit to fit us more.
You know, like...
Whatever, like, Primey River. But something like this is great because even if we can, like, just... talking to ourselves, like, therapy sesh, or to someone else that's listening in, like, give a new perspective that kind of relates to them a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like, how many times have you watched, like, Call Me By Your Name?
Like, literally probably 50. It's not even kidding. I'm obsessed.
I know you are.
Also, the Army Hammer tea lately, but we'll get to that. Very weird, but...
But I think it's super important that, like, we don't, like, there has to be other things that are somewhat queer or gay out there for others to relate to, and... like, be the change that you want to see.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, we have to be able to, like, my 15-year-old self would have loved to be able to, like, relate to someone over the phone, like, whatever, talk to, be able to communicate with someone, or just even, like, hear about their experiences, because, like, I was scared shitless about being gay. I had no idea what even gay was being, you know? Like, I was still trying to figure out my sexuality and, like, everything about me, and not that I want to, like, I would love to inspire other someone else, but... This is just, like, my story and this is your story.
Yeah.
And we're just
It helps a lot, though, because we both grew up in, like, suburbs or whatever, where it wasn't, like, a huge thing to just be out proud gay, especially when you're, like, pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
So just having people to talk about it, and even if you're just listening, like, we'll have conversations later, I'm sure, but...
Exactly. So, I mean, I guess tying to that whole, like, coming out story, like, 2020 has been
busy.
Drinking his mimosa, exactly, but... 2020 has been such a crazy year for both of us, and I mean the entire world, but I know it's been a huge learning lesson for myself, and I greatly appreciate the time where I've been able to, like, self-reflect, and, like, I took the time to, like, I realized who I was, and I started coming out to people.
Yeah.
It's been such an amazing journey for sure, and I don't regret any of it.
Good. I'm glad you don't regret it. Never. No
not
regrets.
That we, not that we even have a choice of being gay, but, like, I love it.
Without even noticing... Like, you brought up 2020 and how it was such a big year for change. Like, without even noticing, I don't know, looking back, now that it's the beginning of 2021, it's ridiculous how, I mean, both of us really came out fully.
I know.
Yeah.
The most epic thing that we've done. Like, I think it's so important to, like, I'm not trying to, like, normalize being gay, but I would, like, why
normalize not? Being gay.
But it's so funny. Like, my mom literally sent me she sent me an article last night. She's like, if you get the COVID-19 vaccine, like, it might turn you gay. And I was like,
give me the vaccine.
I was like, if I'm already gay, does it, like, reverse it?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
PEMDAS. But last night, my mom was like, why were you obsessed with Rihanna when you were younger?
Oh, my God. Queen.
Like,
where is she?
I can't really say she is so hot, but, like, that's not a good excuse for me. It doesn't work. Why am I so obsessed with Rihanna? We might never know.
Beyonce or Gaga. Like, we have all of these.
Ari.
Also, completely forgot, like, look where we are. For all you people, like, tuning in on, like, listening, we're in our garage. Well, my garage, which is
grimy for sure. It's super not humid or stinky in here.
Yeah,
so
it is that, right? But I mean, this garage has so many memories. I'm just looking around now, and there's whiteboards everywhere.
A basketball hoop, if you can't see it.
Right. It's just a lot of memories.
There's a cow. I don't know if we could turn the camera. There's literally, like, a statue of a
giant cow for sure. It's fake. Sorry. It's not a real cow.
We have a cow right here.
But, yeah, I mean, we're in this garage because, I mean, we don't have to be in some fancy-ass studio. Like, we wanted to make this as raw as possible, and I think...
Rough around the edges.
Yeah, and it's just not...
And we're broke. We don't have access to a studio.
We can afford this microphone. Our friend Marvin.
This is our friend's mic. Marvin.
Shout out. But it's just, I don't know, it's more of who we are. And we're just two college guys who both happen to be gay. Like, whatever, move on. Thank you, next.
Oh, but, enough. But this is the real us.
Right.
We don't show this to everyone. So.
Yeah, you're lucky if you're listening right now. But we also, oh my God, I completely forgot. Like, we have an intro song that our best friend Tony made.
Yes.
I guess roll it.
I feel like I like can't sit straight.
Yeah, I'm like Chris Ross
opposite. Can't sit straight.
Gays cannot sit straight, that's for sure.
I'm literally living proof of that right now. I'm
sitting Chris Ross.
Fidgeting every 10 seconds, but...
Anyways.
I'm sitting Chris Ross.
That was a song made by our amazing friend Tony. He plays the drums and the guitar.
I know, he's pretty badass. Like, he recently just made a song, which is...
Yes, it's so good.
You were on FaceTime when you were playing it, and it was really good.
I was literally dancing. Like,
it's kind of fun. Like, this is our kind of our creative outlet. And, like, Tony's like a musician, and he's like, doing super well. Like, our friend Mike is just like, he's taking photos of people. He's like really into like the disposables right now.
Dispo King. Yes, our friend Tyler is working on some graphics.
Right.
It's been fun making logos and stuff. We literally sat down the other night. We spent time like drawing.
Yeah, and
I never draw.
No, never. I mean, I'm barely trying to paint right now. That's literally. A shit show for sure, but we have a lot of amazing friends kind of helping us out with this, and I'm super appreciative of every single one of them. Like, they've been so supportive.
Yes. When we came up with this idea, when we came up with the idea and we were like brainstorming, that everyone kind of, not that they rushed in, but like everyone was shooting us ideas and being so supportive, and it goes to show like how amazing our friend group is.
No, the best.
We love them.
Exactly. We kind of want to like kind of set a tone for our podcast, right? We're not just some random 2 days talking about nonsense. I mean,
well, yes,
we might as well. But we kind of want like this podcast to be for everyone. Like, it's not just for us. I mean, it's
for the straights as well.
Yeah, for the gays and for the straights. But it's going to be more of a vibe, you know? Like, we're going to talk about how things affect us, but like what current events are happening.
Pop culture. Selfishly, I want to talk about like really fun things like music festivals or like, I don't know, anything really.
Exactly. And we might get a little deep sometimes, and it's going
to
be...
I look forward to those conversations also.
I agree. Right. Like I said earlier, like, I would have loved to be able to connect with someone when I was younger, or even like when I'm older. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is going to be great to look back on eventually, you know?
My grandkids are going to eat this up.
Right. It's going to be a safe space for not just us, but for everyone.
Definitely.
Exactly. I guess I kind of want to talk. I don't think we've ever really talked about like our first impressions of each other.
Oh my gosh.
Like, did you think I was gay when we first, like, very first time? What, September 2017?
So long ago. Literally, my memory is shit. But no, I definitely had suspicions. Because, I mean, college is so, like, new. Everything's so stimulating. Yeah. You don't even know what to take in. I was still learning about myself so much. But I would say in the very beginning, I did have suspicions. And then from there, as, like, we became closer friends, it was harder to read. But I think I did know. Like, when you told me and I told you, like, the same night, it wasn't a huge shock to me. But I was always in the back of my mind. I was never, like, dying to know.
Right. I mean, it's just your sexuality. Whoever I'm sleeping with, like, it's not anybody's really business, you know? But I think I want to say the same.
About me.
Right.
I'm a little nervous.
Ooh, I have a lot to say. No, but I remember being, I was attracted to you, not physically, but I'm saying like attracted to you. Oh, geez.
Well, I can't blame you.
No, but I was attracted to your like personality. Like, you're so much fun and you're a good time. And I kind of got that. Actually, you were MIA for the first like 4 days of like practice. I thought you quit already. I was like, this guy can't even.
I was literally in the health center. I was on like a cot.
No, you
fighting for my life.
Okay.
He's like, I thought you quit.
No, but I remember being like, oh, this guy's like already gone. But I'm glad that you kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you only studied it for 1 year, but we continued our friendship after that.
It's the effort that counts, okay? Like, participation trophy somewhere in there.
Somewhere for sure. But yeah, I want to say that like I kind of also knew that you were gay. Like, I don't have this like insane gaydar. Like, who really does?
Mine's not the best.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, gay people always know. Like, mine is not the best.
Exactly. And I guess I was trying to suppress it for so long. Like, I didn't come out till 2020. You know. Like, I recently have just
the year from hell.
Jesus. But no, I suppressed it for so long. No one knew I was gay. I never brought it up. I was very sneaky about things.
Yeah.
You
kind of have to be. It was fun, but like
Oh, of course it was fun.
We're in a different chapter now. I kind of came out, it's been a long process, but like since freshman year, I started and then it was like family and close friends. And I've only been fully out since like beginning of 2020. So,
and it's not that everyone has to come on this huge coming out journey. Like, one of our episodes actually is going to be our coming out story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be really
in-depth,
helpful.
Everything,
deep, crying for sure. All that vibe.
Oh God.
But I didn't even ever think I was going to have this whole like experience of like, I'm going to tell every single person, you know, like it just happens naturally. And like, if you feel comfortable enough to do it to your friends, like, or the people you want to talk to, power to you, you know, there doesn't have to be this whole like list of like,
there's no guidebook you have to follow or anything like that. Like, it's a decision you make and everyone's story is different. Like, everyone's family situation and their friend group is different. So,
but no regrets at all, you know?
Zero.
Right. And I mean, especially what we were on D1 teams, like there was these standards of being straight and being like, you know, the most masculine type, and like, fuck social norms. Like, that's a stupid
We build things up and we worry about all these little things that really don't matter eventually.
Yeah. Like,
we live on a floating rock.
We literally, we're floating through space. We're such minuscule beings. Like, but, like,
but we're not here to like invalidate people's emotions and things.
No,
like,
not at all.
We've been through some hard times. Other people have been through even harder times. Right. That's why I think it's great that we're doing this, because therapy session for us, but also to just have like, something out there for people that need to hear something that kind of ensures them that things are going to be okay, and that we're here for you
always. And I mean, it's always great to have like a great group of friends around you to surround yourselves. Like, I wasn't like conniving like who my friends are going to be and who I'm going to come out to, you know? Like, it's all natural. Everything's natural. You do it at your time and place. Like,
we all want like the best group of friends to go to Puerto Vallarta with.
Oh my, don't even get us started.
Later,
for sure. But I mean, COVID has been like a hard transition. Yes. Like, it's been
like Zoom classes and everything. I mean, I have friends from before the pandemic that I like keep in touch with.
I hope so.
I do have friends. Trust me. But no, like, I think about freshmen and stuff that entered high school or college.
Can you imagine how hard it is?
Yeah. Literally, who do you talk to at break? Like, well, there is no break.
Yo, recess. Wow. What are you doing at recess?
I want to know.
But no, we've been fortunate enough to like already have our great group of friends, you know, like, and we're obviously being safe by doing all these precautions, but it's more about just spending time like and like enjoying the last few months that we have.
Yeah. You know? And honestly, we have been very busy, like, apart from this podcast, we are in school, so like classes are hard. We've been looking for full-time jobs.
Yeah.
We're actually both moving up to San Francisco.
The capital.
Oh, the LGBT capital.
Yes. But that's going to be such an exciting moment for both of us, you know? I mean, being in San Francisco, it's not the most like robust gay community, you know? Like, there's
she's not overflowing with.
No, she's not. But like it's us. Also, like, that's not what I wasn't picking my college out of where the gays are, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I picked it because I got recruited here, and I kind of like, this was my vibe, and like the school and like the swim team and the surroundings, like, it's beautiful here.
It's been perfect. It is perfect. We should be like
tour guides,
workers for the travel agency or something.
Right.
We're such good advertisement.
Jeez.
But no, we're both looking forward to the next chapter too. Like, it's not like when college is over. Well, first of all, college forever, but
forever, yes, but we're not like people who peak. Like, we're not peaking, you know? Like, we're having the most epic time, and we're also gonna have the most epic time after school. Mm-hmm. You know, we're super excited to move to San Francisco. We're gonna
big boy jobs,
start 9 to 5s. Like, that's gonna be there's no more 4 or 5 day weekends anymore. There's no 3 month summer breaks.
You're making me spiral.
Don't even say that
on camera too.
Spiraling. Shout out to our friend Steffi for that word. She uses it like no other. Spiral.
Vocab
word for sure. But I mean, what have you been doing this during this pandemic? Like, obviously, like,
questioning everything,
right? Like, there's been a lot of alone time. Like, I mean, spending time
too much,
spending time on TikTok, spending time on Instagram, just rotating, like, flying through each app. It's been a little boring, but I mean, keeping yourself busy for sure is the best thing to do.
Yes, kind of basic, but like the at home workouts, because our rec center here is closed. Yep. We have the best rec center. I'm literally a spokesperson for our college,
the largest west of the Mississippi.
Get it right. But no, at home workouts have been really fun. Me and my roommates will do like Chloe Ting shout out in the garage.
Yeah.
We run a lot. I don't know how I feel about that. Also, reading. I've been getting into more reading. Right. Yeah.
I've been reading a lot. I've been painting. I had a paint night with my roommates the other night. We kind of all did like some whack ass things, but it was a good time. And I mean, like, it's kind of mindless. You just go through the motions.
Yeah.
And like, it's therapeutic. Like, everything. I mean, everything's therapeutic. But like, I've been reading, been painting. I've been listening to podcasts. I've been just like navigating.
I've heard of those.
Yeah, have you? But it's just all about like just spending time with yourself too. But then also like enjoying if you can. Uh-huh. Like, I'm lucky enough to live with 4 other guys in a house, and you live with
7 or 8. How do I not even know this? There's 8 of us.
But you have a big house, right?
It's a party. Yeah.
Is it?
Hey, it's a COVID safe party.
Always. I don't know. But we should talk about our trip that we had post COVID. That was
pre-COVID or post-COVID? Oh,
sorry.
Let's have an episode where we like travel plan, like plan our future.
That could be actually really
good. That could be so fun. Write that down.
Steffi, where's Steffi?
Post-COVID trips. Yeah. No, I've been reminiscing a shit ton, so I want to like talk about our trip.
Little LA trip that we did down
to, excursion.
I know. I mean, so we live in the Central Coast, like middle school up here, and it's not like the most like big gay community, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of defined to like a few individuals, and I think we all pretty much know each other, which is like awesome, right? We get to connect and we have those type of friends, but I haven't really experienced like a big living in a big city.
Me neither.
Like somewhat affluent to being like gay. And so I think we just like decided one weekend to like go down to we went to Santa Barbara, and then we went down to West Hollywood.
Yeah. Santa Barbara was on the drive down, but yeah. it was an awesome weekend.
Yeah, we stopped down. We like hung out. We have a few friends who live down there. We might as well talk about it.
Let's do it. So we went with our friend Karina. She's
the biggest sender. I mean, we'll have her on the podcast one day.
Yeah, she'll be on.
She's the biggest and most fun, like, fun energy that we could
have. Chaotic energy.
But in the most epic way.
Yes.
She's been such a great like friend to have, and like she was super accepting of both of us coming out, which was awesome.
She was. And we talked about it like this trip especially, because not that we're like the center of the universe, but this weekend, like the whole, we kind of went in with our own agenda.
We had agendas. We went down for specific reasons, and we both had the most epic time, and I think one of the most amazing like first like just like
it was like events. Our big first trip where we've taken trips together, but this of was course. Also like a big step for us, because it was like kind of right after we'd come out to each other, and we were still both very new to this, and obviously like hit the community hard anyways. But so Karina, we talked about Karina being like an amazing, at least like supporter ally to us that weekend, because she was like fully down for the vibes.
Yeah, she was down for whatever. Like if we wanted to go hook up with someone, she was like there, but she would like support us. And if we wanted to go to a gay bar, she was there ready to go. Like, I mean, okay, so what? We started down in SLO. We drove down to Santa Barbara, which is like only a 2-hour drive. And like the whole time we were just blasting music, having the most epic time, like time flew. Like it was just...
I don't even think we had booked the hotel in Santa Barbara.
No,
and so we were like in the car driving to Santa Barbara. Yeah.
So yeah, we met down with one of my friends. We got lunch. We did all that fun stuff. And like we checked in our hotel, and we both love Schitt's Creek, like the most epic show ever.
Yes.
Like we love, his name's Daniel Levy, who's like on the show. And
David.
But we literally checked into a hotel that was so similar to the hotel in Schitt's Creek.
Like it felt like the set.
It was Rosebud. It was literally Rosebud. And we made the most epic memes right there. And like we were just drinking and then having the best time. And
yes. We literally asked the owner of the hotel to come take a picture of us in front of our room, because we were like pretending to
get right moved in.
Yeah.
And after that, so we got in, we checked in. I think instantly we all went on Tinder.
Yeah.
Like we were like, you know what? Like
Even Karina.
She was like showing us the straights down in Santa Barbara. We were showing her the gays. Like we were just all hyping each other up. We all just had the most epic time. Like we like did our own things like that evening. And then
we made a few TikToks. We kind of got ready, because we all felt disgusting for some reason. Like we might have showered or something. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, the hotel wasn't the most epic thing ever, but like it was.
Oh, not at all.
It was super fun. Then we went down to I've never been to downtown Santa Barbara. It's so different than like, and it's like it's a great mixture between like downtown San Luis Obispo and then like downtown LA.
It's a good mix.
It's not insanely packed, but it's also not like boring, you know, at all. So we went down, we went to a few bars down there. We met someone, remember that lady we like met like at Sharky's?
Oh yeah.
She was by herself. She was by herself. So I think she was smoking a cigarette, like drinking just like a beer by herself, and she was just like vibing with us.
She kept
giving us compliments, like some whack photos of us.
Pictures literally looked like she was going like this with
She was shaking.
Yeah.
We went to not really a club, but it was like Eos. Remember that?
Called
like outdoors?
Eos. Yeah.
It was
really cool, like lights and like a DJ booth, like kind of like a raised stage kind of thing. We just kind of like bar hopped a little bit.
We literally had no agenda. We just walked down the street. We're like, holy crap, that looks fun. Like, let's go grab a margarita. Let's go grab a mojito. Like, it was the most fun thing.
Started with dinner somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But really fun night.
Yeah.
I think at one point midnight or something. We went back to our hotel room. And course. We kind of started getting ready for bed, but we were also like,
we were making,
like, brushing our teeth also on Grindr.
On Tinder. Oh, yeah. And we, do you remember the story with the microwave? The microwave in the freaking mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Like, we would literally put the mac and cheese. Like, it was like these, like, what? Kraft mac and cheese.
It was like the microwave bowl. Water. Yeah.
We put it in the microwave, and like 4 seconds later, the power, the whole hotel would go out. We'd try it again. The hotel would go out. And we were like, holy crap, like, this is literally so bad.
Yeah.
Quite, the electricity bill in this hotel is like screwed.
Complete power outage. Like, complete. It would work for like 3 seconds. And so, we actually got like the microwave to cook one bowl of mac and cheese. Wasn't that good. But anyways.
Exactly.
But yeah.
And then what? You went, it was...
You?
I did. I had a little fun excursion.
And you took... Okay, yeah. Because you took Karina's car.
I took Karina's car. Yes. I went like a few blocks. And to like hang out with someone. Super fun. I won't get too much into detail. But
funky fresh.
Funky and fresh, for sure. But then I came back. It was like 2 a.m. And you guys were sitting outside.
Oh, yeah.
Ready
yeah.
for me. You were like, let's go. So we got in the car. And then,
wait, yeah. Okay, because I forgot the timeline kind of. But I'd say maybe from like 1 to 2 a.m., Daniel was gone with the car, so Karina and I were like making
Karina
TikToks.
retainer in,
pants off, like
right.
We thought we were going to bed. This guy from Grindr, Tinder, one of those two. You've heard of them,
right? Super fun.
Him and I were like messaging, and I wanted to go meet up with him. He lived like 20, 30 minutes away, so like not gonna walk. And not there were no Ubers. Oh, I was on Uber for probably like 45 minutes. There were no cars available. So we were literally, me and Karina went out to the middle of the street. It was like almost a highway. And we were like trying to hitchhike. It was like 2 a.m.
Yeah. What were you expecting at that point?
Like,
thank God I came back in time.
Yeah,
I picked your asses up and we skedaddled. We went down.
My little chauffeur.
Your little chauffeur right then and there.
Took me to my date.
Yeah. 3 a.m. date, right.
Uh-huh.
We dropped you off. We told you to have the best time ever, and and just
we're blasting Ariana Grande the whole way. I remember like in the backseat, feeling like I was in like a spaceship.
Yeah, you were in a music video at that point, like, all by yourself. You were the main character for sure.
Yes.
So we dropped you off, and I was like, I'm not gonna wait here. Like, Karina and I went back to our hotel. Whatever. We made another mac and cheese. Of course, the power went out.
Mm-hmm.
We passed out. We wake up the next morning, and we're like, we have to go pick up this mofo. Like, this guy is ready to be picked up. Like, he has to come home. Like, our hotel room, we have to check out. Like.
Yeah, it was David. Like an 11 o'clock checkout.
Yeah. And so we picked him up, like, again, blasting Ariana Grande the whole way. Just, he was informing us about how it went. Super fun, super fresh. We packed literally in, like, it was like 10:45. It was like 10:45. Our checkout was 11. And we were like, we have to scramble. Like, these people, like, seem a little, like, antsy. Like, we want to get the hell out of there. We had plans. We were going to go into West Hollywood. Like, we had an agenda.
We had places to be.
So, what? We went down. We got breakfast. We went down in, like, downtown Santa Barbara. Super cute. Got, like,
breakfast.
Coffee,
eggs, yeah.
You name it. We did it. And, again, of course, we didn't book a hotel room because we're crazy and, like, young and dumb. And on our way there, you're like, holy crap, look, this hotel. And literally, it was the creepiest place. Like, I'm not going to lie.
We thought it was good going in, but when we got there, it was not the vibes. It was like an antique kind of building that they had converted into a hotel, but it was not nice.
Hallways, like bedrooms. The sink was not even inside the bathroom. Like, the bathroom, like, there was like not grease. I don't know what the heck it's called, but like that brown stuff on the bathtub. Like, it was not cute.
Rust?
Rust. There we go. It's called rust.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the most thing. Like, we took like a minute shower. I was like not about to like soak in the tub there at all.
Yeah.
But we got ready. I had another agenda to go to. We did that. I had super fun, super fresh.
Karina and I went to Whole Foods.
Right.
While he was occupied.
I was occupied. I got some Chick-fil-A on a little cute day, little campfire. That was super fun. And then I remember Ubering back to the hotel room. You guys were getting ready because I have two friends who go down to UCLA. And I was like, you know what? Like, they're probably going to want to hang out with us. So we went to their house. We, like, got ready. We got pre-gamed. And I had reservations for this bar. I think it was called, like, Doheny or something. And we had this reservation.
Super underground.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we have to make reservations. I think, like, I don't know. I just, like, wanted to be ahead of schedule. Like, I didn't want to, like, just sit on the side of, like, downtown West Hollywood and just be like, hopefully someone hangs out with us.
Yeah.
So I booked this reservation. Ends up, like, it just, like, I don't even know what happened, but like, we could not find it. It wasn't even, I don't know. The scenario wasn't there. So we were like,
the Uber dropped us off and he was like, this is it. And we get out and we were like in an alley.
In a back alley, dumpsters. Like, it was it was like, I was like, okay, this is not it. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's just walk down. We just walk and then we turn a corner and we see literally, like, I love the show Vanderpump Rules, and we saw Sir, and we saw, like, all these, like, the Abbey, and I was like, oh my god, like,
we're home.
We're literally home. So we go to the Abbey, and we're like, is there any way we can get, like, it was me, you, Karina, and then, like, our two friends from UCLA, and it was super fun, and then we just ordered drinks. I remember one of our friends gets hit on, and like we're like, oh my god, this is so fun. We're like drinking our little what were they?
Martinis.
We got like berry martinis or like a coffee one. It was super good. And then we kind of got bored of that place. We're like, okay, we're home. Literally, we made it, and we're like, let's just keep going. Like we kind of wanted to replicate, not replicate, but like go like bar hop.
Same
like,
kind of vibe.
Same kind of vibes from
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. And the person I hung out with earlier who got me Chick-fil-A, he was like, you have to hit up Rocco's. And me not knowing anything, it was like, you know what, sure, like whatever. So we went to this place called Rocco's. And within like 5 minutes of me sitting down, like this guy comes and taps me on the shoulder. And I literally was like, who is this? Like, do I know them? And I was like, oh my God, like, of course. And out of nowhere, he starts giving me a lap dance. It was so funny because like everyone at the table was like not expecting it. Like I didn't.
I saw him walking up behind you, and I was like, is he gonna like ask for
his number, his Snapchat, like whatever? Yeah. Like, we had no idea. Like no one is like we never have those experiences. Like mm-hmm. Like it's always like the straights back at home who the straights but like our roommates and our friends, and it's like they always get hit on or they go to like hit on someone else, and
they go into a party like expecting to flirt with someone. Like that is so foreign to us.
We don't have that like kind of not opportunity, but like it's not really like our thing, as like especially being in college. So, like I mean going down to West Hollywood was super fun to have that, and it's like everyone there was either gay, like they were literally doing something.
I remember the thing that like stuck with me like the hardest or whatever is that like walking around West Hollywood was the okay maybe besides SF Pride because I went like a couple years ago, but
yeah,
walking around West Hollywood was like the very first time in my life that it was like expected that the person you were looking at was gay. Mm-hmm. Like when we're walking on the street, if you ever see like anyone, period, but like especially like a hot guy or whatever, you're like,
we assume they're straight.
Whatever, doesn't matter because they're straight. And West Hollywood has
no chance.
Not that there are no rules, but like it was like alternate universe.
It was like, it seemed really unfamiliar. Like I was like shocked that I was like, holy crap, I can literally look at someone and be like, I want to like flirt with them. I want to like get to know them. Like it was like such,
eye contact isn't weird.
It wasn't weird. And like I remember like I talked to a few guys at the bar, and it was so like
it was natural.
And I was like, holy crap, like I feel like I'm missing like a part of like something that my friends get to like experience. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing that we got to experience that moment for sure. And I remember we had such the best time there. Like there was like bubbles and lasers.
Literally
and
the bubbles. And there were these like light strands above us. It was
and
so
were,
cool.
Yeah, they were gay. And it was not, I mean, they weren't gay, but they were like showing like rainbow colors. And it was just like so much fun. And
there was this drag queen Miami, and we took pictures with her.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't.
Miami, if you're watching this, we love you.
We love. But it was somewhat freeing. I remember just being, like somewhat euphoric. And I was like, holy crap.
Literally.
I love my life, and I love this experience, and I love being gay. I mean, it was just so fun. Like, it was the best time.
And felt
then,
right.
Right. And then I remember you, we finished our, we were done there, right? It was like almost midnight or whatever.
Yeah.
And we go outside, and like Dante just storms off, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, where did he go? So like, we all walk out the bar, and we forgot to pay. We literally didn't pay. We literally walked out. Our tab was $200-$300. And we were like, and I get outside in front of Rocco's, and I was like, Dante's running away to go find some puff or whatever the heck he was looking for.
Red Bull.
Red Bull. But he was gone. And it was Karina and I just standing there because our other two friends already had left. And
I think Karina had my phone. So I was literally, it's like
MIA.
What was it? Like 1 or 2 a.m.?
12, 1, like, 2. Just late at night. We were not in the right headspace like to lose someone, especially without a phone. It's in a place that we had no idea where we were.
No. I was gone for like half an hour too. I watched, like, I knew where a 7-Eleven was. So I like started walking there, but like 6 blocks in, I got lost. And
you were trying to call us, but you had no idea where our phone
was.
Yeah,
I asked the 7-Eleven cashier for the phone, and he hands me the phone. He was like, no. I was like, please. Like, I think I was crying at this point. Anyways, he hands me the phone, and I was like, I don't know either of their numbers. Like, who am I going to call? So I like gave him back the phone. It was like kind of embarrassing. People were staring.
Whatever.
I was like running through the streets, whatever, trying to hitchhike. People were honking at me. I made it back to Rocco's.
And then Karina
like I have like the mind of like,
okay,
I have like this internal compass. Okay. I swear.
Karina sees you out of the corner of her eye. So she runs off to get you. And I'm just standing there by myself. I'm like, oh my God, like now I'm solo. And then I just like get approached by these like few guys, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna meet some people, I'm gonna have some like, I don't know, just like network. I'm trying to expand my
networking.
LinkedIn.
It's called making friends.
Yeah. I'm trying to expand my LinkedIn network. But I hung out with these guys. They were super cool, super like, I don't know, I got to know them. I turned out someone was from Cal Poly. I was like, oh my God, awesome. Whatever, long story short, we ended up going back to our hotel room, and then I was like, you guys passed out, and I was like bored in my bed, and I was like, you know what, like it's as late as it was, and I was like, I need to, like, I was like kind of down to go, like, be like,
hit the town.
I was like, you know what, I might as well, I'm gonna make the most of it. And then that rest of the night was crazy. Like, that's all I have to say. But I just want to say that West Hollywood was like so much fun. And I mean, we're both gonna end up moving to San Francisco, which is its own other entity. And like, it's great that we had this experience, and we still are having this experience with our friends in college right now. But I'm really looking forward to our time like going to a major city, because I think it's gonna be super, super exciting. And like, somewhat, it's gonna be completely different,
you know? It's a new experience.
Completely.
I love SLO so much, San Luis Obispo. Right. I came from like a ag town or whatever. We're like known for making wine, and then SLO is like known for having the university.
It's beautiful here. Like, exactly. And it's the most epic time. And like, these, we'll get into some of our favorite college memories maybe in a different podcast, have all of our friends here with us. But I don't regret coming to Cal Poly, and I don't regret like not going to a major city to go to college, because
that's the rest of our lives.
We don't have to, we're not trying to rush into anything.
It's such a community here versus the biggest. You can always move to a city afterwards. Not to hate on anyone that goes to college
but everyone has their own preference. And like, everyone's into whatever they want to do, and like, everyone, wherever they want to go to school, and they have their own dreams and aspirations. Like, ours just happened to so align to being at Cal Poly, and we were on a swim team, and we were like surrounded by all these people, you know. It's just, it's a completely different vibe, and it's the most epic thing that I think we'll cherish forever.
Yes, you know? Look at us now.
But I mean, just kind of to wrap this whole like podcast up, and I mean, since we're called Versatility, we're going to be covering a different array of topics, and like, we're not just going to limit ourselves to like one type of like aspect about ourselves. Like, yes, we get it. We're gay, like whatever, we'll move on. But we also want to like incorporate that into the podcast, and like, of course, like,
Unique experiences. We plan on talking about like lots of things, obviously, but like fun things, serious things, unprofessional things.
Oof. But it's gonna be a good time for sure. And I mean, I would hope that everyone who's listening to this right now is gonna, or watching, but you guys are gonna like continue to come on this journey with us. And it's not supposed to be this insane amount of like, holy crap, we're gonna be these crazy influencers at all. But it's just to be able to connect with people and like to have that opportunity. Cause like, of course, like, our younger selves would have loved to hear someone talk about their experiences and like connect with them and that whole different like side of it.
I think our goal is like at the very like bottom line, like to just provide like a sense of entertainment, like just to like entertain people, something fun to listen to in the car. But like, maybe our main goal is to like give a little bit of like
awareness and like just to
advice and tips, anything that can be gained from our little sessions here.
So for everyone out there listening, we greatly appreciate you coming this far, and hope to
see you soon.
See you soon, baby. Thanks.